Everything is up and ready for scrutiny, if you will. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show about the issues of the day, the news of the day, the things that will make for great conversation. This week, I will admit, Ken Kessler, that we've spent a lot of time on the NSA leaks. It seems that the story is changing, and whereby I'm going to go back to what I said earlier this week. We had a poll that lasted a couple of days, actually, which is pretty unprecedented. We usually work on these for a day and then move them, but because there was so much interest in Mr. Snowden and whether he was a hero or a hemorrhoid, the poll lasted for 2 days, and there was no real conclusion, kind of. Well, at first, it looked like people thought he was a hero. And now we find out that he may be, and I don't know whether, you've got to wonder, I'm very cynical and skeptical about a lot of this stuff, so when the government tells me something, I don't know if I believe it. I don't even know if I believe it when some of the so-called news media tells us, but the item that yesterday basically was our focus, the Chinese newspaper article, he gave information to them, and has there been more than one interview, or was it just that one that people are basing the speculation on? He's feeding information to the Chinese government.
I think there's only been one so far, at least one that we know of, but he has said, or it's been reported that he has said, that there is lots more to come.
Reported by whom?
Reported in The Guardian and in this Chinese, in the interview for the Chinese paper, that he has said that he wanted to start small, but he has plenty more to say.
Okay. So then we start thinking he's a bad guy because he's thinking of giving stuff to China. And I don't know where the breadcrumbs lead. It may be that he is. I still feel what he did was in the best interests of America. The information, if there's more information, is being fed to China. And then you got to worry or wonder whether either somebody got to him. I'd want to know more. He's had a sort of checkered and strange introduction into this world. And a lot of people ask, how did he get such high clearance with only having been there for a short period of time? I don't think that question's been answered yet, has it?
No, it hasn't. I did see that there are hundreds of thousands of quote-unquote independent contractors that have his level of clearance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I think that if they haven't already addressed it, that's going to be part of a hearing to come in Washington, how all these people are getting such high clearance without having to go through any sort of process, any vetting process.
So then that brings us around to questioning the management of our own government again. Doesn't it? I mean, what would be the natural, what's the natural conclusion you get when you see, if you want to blame this guy or the Chinese are bad because they're paying him? Come on. Who's running the show and how are they running the show? Isn't that something that ought to be at the top of the scrutiny here?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How did somebody who, you know, everybody talks about him being a high school dropout, and he got his GED, and I have no idea about any of his life plans, but how someone like that in just a few months could have this kind of access where he has all of these documents, all of this information about all of these programs, and is ready to flee the country and seemingly sell it to the highest bidder.
Yeah. The Friday bloggers will find out what you have to say about this as we continue to pursue information from all sorts and opinion, because that's what a lot of the conversation is about, your opinion regarding some of this. 888-302-3684 to express your opinion with your own voice. If you'd like to lend a hand to either facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter @Good Day Show, certainly welcome to do that. Email to doug@dougstefan.com or to ken@dougstefan.com. I'm interested in this House Judiciary Committee hearing where the director of the FBI, Robert Mueller, focuses on the surveillance program and talks about how necessary it is. And he says it could have prevented the attacks in September, on September 11th. I think this is all speculative. How did they know that? They don't know that.
Right.
There's guys who are interested
sounds
in
good.
Control. Yeah, it sounds great. You can say whatever you want to say. There's nothing here. There's no proof at this point, first of all, whether you think this guy is a bad guy or not, that may be a secondary issue. Number one, and one A and B, is how is the management of this thing handled so that a guy like this can get the access? And that points right back at how any administration, whether it's this one, the last one, how is this government getting around? And secondly, the idea that we can say, and you've heard it this week, all week from various politicians especially, we need this, it saved us from this, that, other thing, without one specific example. Not one. Here's host Bill Carroll talking to Bruce Ratner from Bloomberg News about how likely it may be that the U.S. will try to prosecute Snowden.
What do you think the likelihood is that the U.S. government really wants to prosecute this guy? Is he running for good reason?
I think there is a strong case that the U.S. government is trying to build against this individual. And in fact, today there was a hearing on the Hill where lawmakers were saying that they need to probe all the angles about why he's in Hong Kong and why he's seeking the protection of the Chinese government. So I think the U.S. government is trying to build a case against him before they make any kind of a request for his extradition.
How do you juggle this one politically? You know, when people are, there are a lot of people who are on his side saying this is necessary information, the public had a right to know, they shouldn't have been doing this. I guess you want to be very careful about treating him like a traitor.
I don't come down one way or the other, but I think the kind of the line that you've seen from members of Congress, from the administration, and from other military intelligence officials is that this was not, unlike some of the previous practices, this wasn't something that was done without the approval of law. Well, I think you can debate whether that law itself was fully discussed and transparently available for the citizens to see, but the fact is that the argument seems to be that Congress approved it, there's a secret court that's overseeing it, and the administration says we checked off all the legal boxes to make this happen. So to that extent, this guy coming out and sort of talking about this would actually violate the law, and he may not truly be a whistleblower in that sense. So that I think, is one line of argument.
Yeah, and what happens as the days go by and he starts to talk more, like the U.S. government is hacking into computers in China? When he starts to say those things, it feels to me like he's walking away from whistleblower and toward the label of traitor. Do you think that the view of the U.S. government is changing day in and day out, depending on the information that's coming out of this?
Well, I mean, I think the fact that the U.S. government is either hacking or observing or doing whatever it is doing to find out what, you know, on Chinese systems, that I think is sort of understood. And it was kind of curious for him to sort of highlight just the Chinese aspects of it and not talk about perhaps other countries where the U.S. is doing this too.
Well, I think he's sucking up to the Chinese right
exactly,
now because he's
right
in Hong Kong.
But I think the two main points here is that he talked about these two systems that were classified. One was this phone records thing, and the other one was the PRISM system, where internet and you know, other aspects of online use by non-citizens was being monitored. And as he teed into the program, there was a mention about Skype calls being monitored, but I think the U.S. government is saying that only pertains to the non-citizens. That's not about the citizens. So I think there was maybe some distinction there being made between what is being collected on the U.S. citizens and what's being collected on non-citizens.
The number one issue on the weekly talk radio countdown show that's on a lot of the same stations that carry this program on the weekend focuses on this story. I'm Doug Steffen, 16 past the hour on Good Day.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, you're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store, like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought Acoustic Guitar for just $89. A Fishman Digital Clip-On Guitar Tuner for $10. Or a five-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday, because Dad is much better than average.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with a message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottles of Super Beta Prostate. You heard right, you can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40 because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe in Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, just call 1-800-464-3419. Hurry. This free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-464-3419. That's 1-800-464-3419. Call 1-800-464-3419.
Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. It's interesting how things change, Kenny, as quickly as they do because of just the news cycle as much as anything else. Syria now, it looks to me, is going to be sort of the lead. It'll be close probably Sunday morning talk programs on television, the business about Syria, whether we go in there, are they using chemicals, that sort of thing. And we'll get to that later on during this hour as we have time. Immigration up next. I also find this to be interesting. There's a new survey out of people who like to listen to this format, informational format, conversation format, news talk, that sort of thing, and what happens as they wake up in the morning. This is a survey of people being asked, and there are 200 and some odd people that were used in this survey, finds that people who are interested in what's going on are aware of some of the other things that are available, music services like Pandora, that sort of thing, music on the radio. They don't want it. They're consumers of information, and they are, as soon as their eyes open, they turn on the radio. I thought that was pretty interesting. So, for those of you who have just woken up and turned on the radio, this is Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler, the Good Day program, with a focus on the immigration discussion, which has become very important this week for who knows what reason. It's like, hey, all of a sudden, wow, do you know we have illegal immigrants in our country? Woo-wee! 21 after.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people will grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Songs the Beatles ever recorded, as far as I was concerned. This was sort of their swan song as a group, wasn't it, Kenny? I remember number
this
one.
This was one of the last ones.
Yes, yeah. It's number one during this week in 1970, the Beatles in Long and Winding Road here as a musical interlude or an emotional connection to the past. What were you doing during this week in 1970? Let's see, what was I doing this week, 1970? Finishing my third year of teaching English and speech to 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th graders in Framingham, Massachusetts. That's where, among other things, and I was hosting an afternoon program on WKOX-FM. Woo-hoo! It was a lot of fun, actually. So we have 25 past the hour. Back to the overview of what's going on today and this week in conversation, immigration reform, the discussion of the immigration bills. Here are our hosts, Monica Jay and Ross Mitchell, talking about Ann Coulter's comments. She gets into the Gang of Eight's immigration bill and what she, Coulter, thinks about the Republicans who are supporting this bill.
If the GOP is this stupid, it deserves that. What could they have possibly have done to earn her wrath?
Well, she says Democrats terrify Hispanics into thinking they'll be lynched if they vote for Republicans, and then turn around and taunt Republicans for not winning a majority of the Hispanic vote.
I do agree with that.
This line of attack has real resonance with our stupidest Republicans, she says. Proposed Republican primary targets: Senators Kelly Ayotte, Jeff Flake, Lindsey Graham, and Marco Rubio, which explains why Republicans are devoting all their energy to slightly increasing their share of the Hispanic vote while alienating everyone else in America. And says it must be fun for liberals to manipulate Republicans into focusing on hopeless causes. Why don't Democrats waste their time trying to win the votes of gun owners? As journalist Steve Saylor recently pointed out, the Hispanic vote terrifying Republicans isn't that big. It actually declined in 2012. The Census Bureau finally released the real voter turnout numbers from the last election, and the Hispanic vote came in at only 8.4% of the electorate, not the 10% claimed by the pro-amnesty crowd. What part of illegal do you not understand? The sleeping giant of the last election wasn't Hispanics. It was elderly black women terrified of media claims that Republicans were trying to suppress the black vote and determined to keep the first African-American president in the White House. Contrary to everyone's expectations, 10% more blacks voted in 2012 compared to 2008, even beating white voters, the usual turnout champions. Eligible blacks turned out a rate of 66.2% compared to 64.1% of the eligible white voters, and only 48% of all eligible Hispanic voters went to the polls. We'll have a figure on how many ineligible did. No one saw this coming, which is probably why Gallup had Romney up by 5 points before Hurricane Sandy hit, and up by 1 point in its last pre-election poll after the hurricane. Only two groups voted in larger numbers in 2012 compared to 2008. Blacks aged 45 to 64, and those over the age of 65, mostly elderly women, black women. In raw numbers, nearly twice as many blacks voted as Hispanics, and nine times as many whites voted as Hispanics. So, naturally, Ann says the Republican Party's entire battle plan going forward is to win slightly more votes from 8.4% of the electorate by giving them something they don't want. As Byron York has shown, even if Mitt Romney had won 70% of the Hispanic vote, he still would have lost.
Yeah.
No Republican presidential candidate in at least 50 years has won even half of the Hispanic vote. So
I don't understand why the people in Washington, D.C. can't make laws and enforce them that are for the good of the U.S. citizens.
How do you do, U.S. citizens in the Austin, Texas area? In fact, folks all over Texas, welcome to the Good Day program.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. As the weather gets warmer, getting outside is a must. So why not make your next summer trip even more meaningful by volunteering in the great outdoors? Now, you may have heard of the Sea Turtle Rescue Program in Costa Rica, but there's also a program right here in the U.S. in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, with volunteers patrolling the beaches from May to mid-August. In California, the Eastern Sierra Wildlife Care is a wildlife rehab center. In 1 year, they've saved almost 6,000 local birds, mammals, and reptiles, and volunteers are always welcome. And on the East Coast, the New York Restoration Project has evolved into a huge movement to create and maintain community gardens in all five boroughs of New York City. And if you only have a day to get involved, you can still help by removing trash and removing invasive species from the garden. Volunteering on your vacation is as much or as little as you make of it, and the opportunities may be as close as your own backyard. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You can apply for financing on a five-piece living room set at a big furniture store, or you can get the same five-piece living room set at Rent-A-Center. So what's the difference?
Unfortunately, you don't qualify.
Why not?
Well, it looks like you bounced a check back in 1987.
With the Rack Flex plan, everyone's pre-approved, and each agreement includes a 90-day same cash option, so you never have to worry about credit rejection.
I'm not rejecting you. The computer is.
Rent-A-Center.
See store for details. Pre-approved means no credit. Check or credit required. Rental purchase transaction. 90-day same cash. Not valid in Vermont.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carding to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good day prayer. I always kind of get a chuckle out of this. We use a number of songs, obviously, that have good day in the title of the lyric line in order to bring you sort of back around into from visitor status to informed and involved status. How's that? And they and some of the cornball stuff that we have is, hey, listen, just that. It's corn. 34 after the hour. After all, I'm a farmer having a hard time getting my corn in the ground. Hello to the folks listening in WAYY land, Eau Claire. And folks actually can hear the signal in Milwaukee. I didn't realize that. So you're welcome to join us and converse with us at 888-302-3684. The IRS scandal. An important sort of front page item this week, although it isn't, I don't think, anywhere near in the focus of being. That's the wax and wane, the news cycle, where people's interests are. I mean, how much more is there to say about what these guys have done? Or as the politically correct would say, the guys and gals, the ladies and gentlemen who are of service to you through the Internal Revenue Service. Here's host David Bose talking to Todd Myers from the Washington Policy Center about the groups. We've heard some, and we haven't heard about others targeted by the IRS.
Conservative groups being targeted specifically by the IRS. What about liberal groups? They were not targeted by the IRS, but what did they get away with?
I thought that the irony is that a lot of the groups that were targeted by the IRS were targeted and lectured that they were not to engage in any political activity. And, of course, Congressman McDermott was talking about the propriety of oversight and how important it was to make sure that, you know, the IRS made sure that these groups didn't do political activity. And yet we see in Washington State all the time environmental groups partnering with government to promote these agendas.
Right. And explain how that works, because McDermott was concerned. He was saying, well, you conservative groups, you don't want any oversight at all. All you want to do is get involved in politics. And that's not what the system set up for. And yet he doesn't seem to have that same passion toward liberal groups that are far more adept at getting government to do their bidding.
Well, just imagine for a minute if the Department of Health, Washington State Department of Health, worked with a pro-life group to talk about the importance of adoption, and ran campaigns and did, you know, public meetings and talking about the importance of adoption as an alternative to abortion, and the Department of Health did that. Well, you can imagine what the outcry would be.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the very thing that is happening in a number of places. So, for instance, Thurston County Solid Waste is running a campaign and doing town meetings against plastic bags, calling for a plastic bag ban. And when I asked them where they got the materials for these events, they said, oh, we got it from Environment Washington, which is a environmental 501c3. So government is out there taking, you know, materials from environmental groups and promoting it. And not only does that help those groups avoid problems with their 501c3 status, it keeps their budget down because government taxpayers will pay for it instead of the group.
A lot of a stimulating conversation about some of these items this week, and sort of I'm doing a potpourri to give you an overview. A lot of people like this program because it does not focus on usually one or two items, although this week the NSA has certainly been on the forefront. What's the latest from the various and sundry points of view? Because one of the good things about our social media is we are, as I am, non-sectarian, non-political. I mean, you know who I like and don't like in terms of political office, but I'm not a partisan by any stretch of the imagination, unless we could find a party to wrap around Ron Paul. I like to have the old independent party. Such a thing as the independent party. All right, so anyway, Kenny, what's rattling around the minds of people that are paying attention to us at facebook.com/goodday or Twitter at Good Day Show?
Most of the conversation is still about the NSA and Edward Snowden.
Really?
Hannah says, a man that speaks the truth and is hated by the government that lies and deceives its people should be supported by citizens worldwide.
Ah, that's an interesting, yeah. But is that a comment that was written before, sent along before some of the speculative stuff from China? Or is the speculative stuff from China just coming through the usual cloud of how do we make us look better and him look worse, the suspicion cloud?
That's a good question. I had seen a post on Facebook, and I just lost it, but somebody had said something similar, that they don't trust the media. They're waiting for the facts to come out. Shauna says it's too early to decide whether he's a hero or a hemorrhoid. Mm-hmm. Need more facts. He might be a hero or might be a homegrown terrorist, or the media might be making him into whatever it is that
that they made people into.
Right. Rob says, it sounds to me like the media is attempting to smear him now. I don't trust the government or the media.
Mm. All right. I'm with him on that one. 888-302-3684. Hi to Hank, who's living and working in Indiana, living in suburban Indianapolis, listening to the Good Day program. Nice to have you along. It's Friday the 14th of June. Next up, the Plan B pill policy. Say that one quickly 100 times. Here's talk host Robert Rees focusing on the president's announcement that they will change their position on the age restrictions for the morning after pill.
The Obama administration came out and said that they are now reversing their position on the morning after pill for girls under the age of 17. Previously, the sales of the morning after pill were limited to just those that are 17 and older. And now, and you had to show proof of age at the pharmacist counter. Now, it looks like it's going to be available for everyone, anyone and everyone, as an over-the-counter pill. Just pick it up there like you're picking up a heartburn medicine. What's the big deal? This comes, of course, right after a court, a U.S. district judge had said back in April that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration had been, quote, arbitrary, capricious, and unreasonable in rejecting citizen petitions to make emergency contraception available over the counter to girls of all ages. So now, this pill will be, according to the judge, should be available. And now the Obama administration said that they will go ahead and do just that. The U.S. Justice Department said in a letter that it planned to comply with the court's ruling to allow unrestricted sales of Plan B one step, and that would withdraw its appeal on the matter. So the FDA said it would lift the remaining age restriction on Plan B one step once it received the appropriate application from Teva. Teva is the manufacturer. It's Teva Pharmaceutical Industries. And Teva has not commented on this yet. Annie Tumino, lead plaintiff and coordinator of the National Women's Liberation, said, quote, "This decision by the administration affirms what feminists have been fighting for all along. The morning after pill should be available to females of all ages on the shelf at any convenience store, just like aspirin or condoms."
Cool. 888-302-3684. We'll pause for a moment or now, a moment or two or three or four, and then our focus will be on that child lung transplant case about which you have had lots to say this week. So we'll get to that in just a moment. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Friday.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it!
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Celebrate Dad Weekend Sale is this Friday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store, like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89. A Fishman digital clip-on guitar tuner for $10. Or a five-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday, because Dad is much better than average.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children is a number one New York Times bestseller and first-time novel written by Ransom Riggs.
Well, the idea sort of came to me because I started to stumble across bins of old random photos at flea markets and swap meets and things, which they have many of here in California. And I would shuffle through these old photos and I would find photos that I thought were really beautiful and had just been abandoned. And I started to buy them for, you know, 25 cents or 50 cents a piece. And eventually I got a little collection and I wanted to invent stories about them. The question I get more than any other is there a sequel and when's it coming out? So the sequel to Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children is coming out in January 2014, and we'll explore the world a lot more, the peculiar world. We'll meet a lot more peculiar children. We'll see a lot more time loops. And there's a lot of action and danger and everything that made the first book what it was. So I'd like to read just a little bit from Miss Peregrine 2. We rode out through the harbor, past bobbing boats weeping rust from their seams, past silent juries of seabirds roosting atop the barnacled remains of sunken docks, past fishermen who lowered their nets to stare as we slipped by, uncertain whether we were real or imagined, a procession of waterborne ghosts, or ghosts soon to be.
Novelist Ransom Riggs. The sequel to the New York Times bestseller, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, is coming in January. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great. Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
14 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So the child lung transplant case and the continuing conversation about this 10-year-old girl in Pennsylvania this week who got her lung, actually, was it one lung, Kenny, or two? It was, I think both of them, wasn't it? I was trying to remember.
I think it was.
Yeah. Anyway, she got on the donor list in spite of the federal government through the Health and Human Services. So this is supposed to be an agency. The government's supposed to be here to help, right? Government, you're paying for help. What do you get? Nothing but a hassle from jerks like Ms. Sebelius, who did everything she could to do nothing to help this young girl. Here's Greg Knapp talking about that.
The little 10-year-old girl, Sarah Murnahan, she has got her lung. She's in the end-stage cystic fibrosis. And remember, this was the whole deal where if she was 12, she could be on the adult list. But since she was 10, she couldn't be, even though her doctor said it would probably work for her. And a judge had to step in because Kathleen Sebelius said she would not give her a waiver, even though she gives a waiver to everybody else. Well, you know, you have to be a member of a union. Anyway, she got the lung. And this brought up a whole lot of talk about the death penalties on Obamacare, because, you know, it's whether it's efficient or not, whether we think it's the proper treatment or not. We're going to be the ones to tell you whether or not you're going to get that treatment, but we're not rationing care. No, it's just called something else. See, so she got it. So what's going to happen now? Well, they got the lung from an adult donor. They cut it down to fit her body. Of course, they say, just like any other kind of lung transplant, there's a lot of problems here to work with. The sicker you are, the tougher it is to get through this. You look at the numbers. The numbers say you get about a 5% problem right away. 5% death rate right away. 1 year survival rate is around 80% to 90%. About half of the patients live about 5 years after surgery, and only a third make it 10 years after surgery. It's tough. Because you got to have all this immune suppression stuff put in so that your body doesn't reject the organ. I mean, all kinds of problems with this thing. Lung transplants are difficult and they do fail, says Art Kaplan, head of the Division of Medical Ethics at the New York University Langone Medical Center. And I love this guy, Joshua Sonnet, chief of general thoracic surgery, New York Presbyterian Hospital, Columbia University Medical Center. Man, they have long titles. Says, no one would have heard about this story if there were enough donors in this country. He's right. He's absolutely right. He said, we have to improve organ donation. I agree. But here's what he says the system should be. Some countries use a system where everyone is presumed to be an organ donor, and you have to opt out not to be one, instead of, in our case, where you have to opt in, which sounds kind of nice. Except for this. Doesn't that imply the government owns you? The default position is we own your body. When you die, we get everything in your body. We own your organs, unless you opt out. No. No, you don't. It should be an opt-in system. I should have to opt in to tell you, all right, you can have my organs. Not, we have your organs and you have to opt out. That is saying we own you when you're dead. No. The better thing to do is to give people an incentive to be an organ donor. Now, I'm already an organ donor. I've told you that. I don't need to be paid for it. But there are a lot of people who would do it if there was some cash incentive.
Nice. That's my colleague, Rich McFadden, who spends a good deal of time with us during the course of the morning, because this program is on for 6 hours a day, so he's generally here 3 or 4 hours. And his big phobia, Kenny, as you know, is going into the hospital for something, and unfortunately he's being treated now and will be for the next 3 or 4 months for a lymphoma cancer. And so I'm wondering, we haven't talked about this, actually, whether one of his things is that people put you in the hospital and they want to pull the plug so they can harvest your organs and make some money. I'm not sure that he's wrong about that, frankly. The item that seems to be hardest to nail down, this is like Jell-O. The story from Syria. What is the Syrian government doing? Have they used chemical weapons during the ongoing civil war? The intelligence community says it has high confidence that Assad's regime is using these chemical weapons, including nerve agent sarin, on some of the opposition folks. Now, the other side of that is the rebels appear to have pledged allegiance to the flag of Al-Qaeda. Is that just a hoopla from the government, or is that true, Kenny?
Who knows if it's true?
Right, so
I feel like there's so little that we know about what's really going on in Syria, and who's on whose side.
Yeah, who's on first. A couple of trials in the conversation this week. Get to that in a minute on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Kenny is helping steer the ship with a lot of background work being done on some of the things this week that people have talked a lot about. And one of them, two of them, high-profile trials and the difficulty in the system, because the system wants you to think that you're going to get a fair trial. So how do we do that? We go find jurors who don't know anything about the case. How do you do that with the George Zimmerman case? Here's host David Bloomquist talking to reporter Rory O'Neill about them trying to get some jurors this week.
How big of a factor is race going to play in this court case?
Well, that's the stuff that they're going to try to keep out of the courtroom. You know, the defense has a very distinct case, specific case. They are saying it's self-defense, and they're going to try to keep race out of it. They say it's not even a factor.
How about the background of Trayvon Martin? They're saying that, you know, his past, maybe run-ins or problems at school, are not going to be allowed in. But if the prosecution tries to paint him as an angel, then all of a sudden it could be a different ballgame.
Right. The judge ruled last week that that information can't be used during the opening statements, but it can be used to impeach the credibility of the prosecution. Trayvon was on school suspension when he was up here in Florida. He's from South Florida, outside Miami. He was up visiting his father and the father's fiance that weekend when the shooting happened. So he wasn't local, and which is also why he was a stranger to George Zimmerman, who was the neighborhood watch volunteer who saw someone he didn't recognize walking through his neighborhood.
How jury selection starts today, do you see that going quickly, or do you think there are going to be some issues?
Plenty of issues. It's going to be 500 potential jurors questioned this week, 200 today. Filling out questionnaires is going to take up a good bulk of the morning. They want to know everyone's opinion about what they do in their background, and then their opinion on key issues, like you mentioned, stand your ground and race relations and gun rights.
As far as media coverage, Elin Gonzalez, Terry Schiavo, Casey Anthony, and Nicole Smith, all huge cases. Will this one rival or surpass those?
just differently. I think there was more traditional media, to use that term. Has anyone wheeled that one out in a while? I think traditional media was bigger at for Elion, I think, was big, and of course for the presidential mess in 2000. Of course, but this is a different, we're in a different landscape now. So Twitter followers and bloggers, et cetera. So it will be certainly on more platforms this time around.
All right. So there's that trial in Florida. Another trial beginning in Massachusetts focusing on Whitey Bulger, who is the fellow that was in Santa Monica living sort of openly as a fugitive for years and years and years, responsible for running an Irish gang in Boston, killing dozens of people. Really a tough, bad guy. He's now 84. Here are our host Rebecca Marshall and Steve Leader talking to a legal analyst about the Bulger trial getting underway. This is 135, Michael. All right? Yeah. All right, so that isn't going to work. Let's talk about a couple of other things that are sort of not in the focus of a lot of the serious conversations, but yet on people's minds. I see, Kenny, that Lindsay Lohan is back in the news this week. She got her wish. She's been transferred from one of the clinics to another one. She's moved from the Betty Ford Clinic to Cliffside Rehab in Malibu because they agreed Betty Ford was designed for a 30-day program, and she's supposed to be kind of put aside for 90 days, isn't she? Is she that?
Yes, she was supposed to be locked up there for...
Locked up. What does it mean, locked up? When you go to one of these places, they lock your room at night. Do they supervise what you have for lunch? What do you do when you go to that? I've never been, nor have I ever actually interviewed or talked to anybody who's been to one of these rehab. I mean, you'd think after all these years on the radio and the people I've talked to, I don't think I've ever interviewed anybody who's been through a rehab center.
I've never been. I'm sure it varies from facility to facility, but for ones that you're locked up in there, I'm sure that they have some kind of guards at the doors. Especially with one where you have celebrities there, they need to keep people out just as much as they need to keep people in.
Yeah, I suppose. Especially in the case of her being the quote-unquote celebrity that she is, and one of the things that these paparazzi love to do is catch her in whatever state she's in or any of these people. You can see pictures of her all day anyway. You can go to IMDb? I think it's IMDb. And see pretty much every picture that you see of her, she's got a butt hanging out of her mouth and she's holding on to a cigarette. And she never looks attractive. When she appears in some of these interview shows to promote whatever she's doing, she looks moderately attractive, but the mugshots they get of her for the various news magazines or newspapers or the stuff online, never attractive. So now we've taken care of Lindsay. Yes, she's a rough, tough cookie here.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.